Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, Joe. Former Secret Service agent Charles Marino telling Fox News, taking a look at what's going on here and saying this is incredible. President Trump, even after the Butler rally, with the second assassination attempt, it became clear this weekend, is getting the level of security a former president gets. Not a candidate running for office, not a current president, but a former president. Think like a Jimmy Carter, Barack Obama, a George Bush. Not the current, not a person, again, which you would expect for somebody to be getting if they're running for office or as president, or, you know, and they're on a 1v1 man race like they are going into the general, or again, a former president. This is incredible. In other words, the security hasn't been upgraded since Butler. And at some point, this becomes homicidal. It really does. Here's Charles Marino describing the difference. And he can tell, he's explained, this is about 5 minutes of stuff. He's talking to Carly this morning on Fox News. But he can tell because there's no external perimeter to the security. There wasn't in Butler and there wasn't on the Trump golf course. Take a listen.
This comes down to a question of, is the Secret Service providing enough resources to match the overall threat level, or are they stuck in providing resources and operational security planning based on title, the title of former president? If it's the latter, then we're going to keep having these types of situations because the threat level against the former president is just off the chart. And then you add the overall threat level within the United States. But what I can tell you is there needs to be a change of approach. This needs to be a layered approach to security. We are seeing way too often this inner ring of security from the Secret Service have to respond. We saw it in Butler, Pennsylvania, and we saw it down in Palm Palm Beach, Florida on Sunday. That is unacceptable. That is your last line of defense. There needs to be a strong middle perimeter, and there needs to be an even stronger outer perimeter. The outer perimeter is where you're going to have your deterrence, your show of force, Secret Service agents, local police departments. Those streets around holes 4, 5, and 6 should have had coverage on them. There should have been deterrence the night before, knowing that there was a high probability that the former president would be going to his golf course. And what we saw this suspect do, Carly, was play the odds. He played the odds, and he got it right. And he embedded himself for 12 hours in that wood line. And we're lucky that that agent at the last minute saw the barrel of that gun to mitigate this threat.
Wow. So he's not getting the level of protection. Again, he's getting the former president level of protection, not the candidate for president level of protection.
And President Biden, the current president, thinks that Congress needs to maybe look at some more resources for Secret Service.
Well, you know, that's weird. Because if this was a resources problem, then I fully expect, I mean, I would think that I would be seeing assassination attempts against Kamala and Joe and Jill and George Bush and Obama. We have not seen that.
Nope.
At all. We have seen them catch people from time to time, but that's a success. Mm-hmm. Not a failure like this. Trump seems to be the only one they can't protect with the budget they have. And, you know, to learn, everybody going, how did he know Trump's schedule? Because it came out yesterday, Trump's decision to golf, you know, where he did and when he did was impromptu. It was not on his schedule. It wasn't even planned because they just decided to do it last minute.
Yeah, that's the part that I'm really interested in.
Me too.
Because that would lead a reasonable person to assume that there is either some type of leak or some type of reconnaissance or intelligence to those who would wish him ill, shall we say.
Now, we're finding out, the Martin County Sheriff said he basically, you know, sat there, surveilled that area for 12 hours, which is astonishing. You could set up a sniper's nest 12 hours, no notice from the Secret Service, and yet you are 200 to 500 yards away?
And
that's unbelievable. It's incredible.
I looked at a Google map image of that, and those holes, 5 and 6, were right there close to the highway. I assume that there is a fence. It looked like there was in the photos, some type of fence there and some type of, you know, shrubbery, trees or whatever separating the highway from the golf course. But that's very close to the roadway. Wouldn't you think maybe it might be a good idea if maybe, oh, I don't know, sheriff's office deputies or, you know, police or groundskeeper security or something sort of sweep the area and see if there's anybody hiding in the bushes anywhere along the side of the road near the course? Just a thought.
But again, that's in keeping with what Charles Marino, the former Secret Service agent, saying, not having that layer is what it might look like if you're guarding a former president, not a presidential candidate or a current president.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. And it hasn't changed since Butler, which is astonishing because now we know people are trying to kill him. Here's Charles Marino, former Secret Service agent.
Should have had coverage on them. There should have been deterrence the night before, knowing that there was a high probability that the former president would be going to his golf course. And what we saw this suspect do, Carly, was play the odds. He played the odds, and he got it right. And he embedded himself for 12 hours in that wood line. And we're lucky that that agent at the last minute saw the barrel of that gun to mitigate this threat.
Still awfully lucky, even with 12 hours. How'd you know which holes he'd be on at what time?
Yeah.
It just still seems like there's some information that he might have had. And then we find out, here's the crazy part, right? You would think, oh, the Secret Service must have tracked him down, right? They must have got him. There must have been an external perimeter, something. No. It's the sheriffs that have to do it again. And they only knew about it because of a civilian spotting this and turning it in again.
Yeah.
Leaving the question, was this guy going to get away with it if it was only left to the Secret Service? If it was only left to, let's say, federal agencies, would we still be looking for him and we're just confused this morning? Did the sheriff's department screw it up? He was supposed to get away. Is that how it is? When you start digging into what this guy was doing in Ukraine.
Who was
handling him in Ukraine?
This is not some random lunatic that did this. This guy is, and I'm not saying he's, you know, operational control over a whole lot of different things, but I'm simply saying he is not unknown to the media or government at all.
Okay. Overnight, here's what happened, okay? They had the Ukrainian government come out and say, oh, he was nuts. He didn't have anything to do with us. Okay. When the Ukrainian government says something like that, that's our intel agency speaking, okay? As Barack Obama's regime bragged, we overthrew the Ukrainian government way back during Obama's second term. It was an orange revolution. The left's very proud of it. It's very openly written about. It's not a secret or anything like that. We overthrew the duly elected president and attempted to assassinate him as he attempted to flee to Russia. He escaped, thank God. So that government is us. We are that government. Zelensky is a figurehead. We run that country. So when they're like, nope, we didn't take him seriously. We didn't think he was that big of a deal. Well, weird, because the New York Times took him seriously. They interviewed him seriously. Now there's a second reporter, a CBS News reporter, who's saying, yeah, he was one of my main sources on the ground for recruitment. Really? Yeah. He was recruiting for Ukrainian government. I've been talking to him for years, she says. For a year. So this whole idea of, well, he didn't have anything to do with us. No, that's silly. You don't operate on the ground in Ukraine unless you're cleared by the CIA. You don't. Ask Gonzalo Lira about that.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't. He's dead.
Yeah.
He was an American citizen journalist who tried to cover Ukraine honestly. They abducted him. They tortured him. In jail, they let him go. They told him not to do it anymore. He kept covering Ukraine. The last time we heard from him, he was right outside the Ukrainian border, and he recorded a video, and he said in it, Google it. Well, no, you can't. I'm sorry. Yeah, go on X and watch it. It's all over the place. If you find it there on X, and he says, I'm either going to make it across the border, and I'm going to be free, or the Ukrainian government's going to pick me up, and they're going to kill me. He was dead 48 hours later. He said, if I go into one of their prisons again, I will not come out. They told me not to report. I did. In that kind of environment, okay, run by our intel agencies. And by the way, there are five CIA outposts there that run that country. How do I know that? That's a conspiracy. No, I read it in the New York Times. They admitted it last year. They're very proud of this. New York Times explaining five CIA outposts largely control and run Ukraine. Okay, you don't run around Ukraine giving interviews to the New York Times, giving interviews to the CIA, I'm sorry, to CBS, doing all of that unless the CIA knows about you and they're fine with it. It doesn't work that way. Again, ask Gonzalo Lira. Oh, wait, you can't. He's dead. Ask the French journalist who gave an interview in France where she said, well, so many journalists are dead here. Why? Well, they wrote true things and you just disappear if that happens in Ukraine. I'm telling you, this guy was knee deep in this.
How long before this gets referred to as Russian disinformation, Tara?
Well, the problem is it's all true.
What difference does that make these days? Seriously, what difference does that make?
The CBS reporter, right when this broke, is like, oh my gosh, Ryan Ruth, I know him. I've been interviewing him for a year. I've got the audio today that she was shocked. She's like, yeah, he's one of their main recruiters over there. In other words, she took him seriously. So did the New York Times. But now we're being told, oh, he's just a silly guy. Just ignore that. Oh, and he's now shown up in his second Azov battalion propaganda video. You know who makes those videos to recruit for Azov? CIA. Those are their troops. They armed and trained them. They're very proud of it. John Brennan, former head of the CIA under Obama, did a whole interview talking about how they armed and trained them. They had high hopes for them. They weren't sure if they could overthrow the government. They thought they could. This had been a multi-years long process, and they did it. They violently overthrew the government. And he's Azov? You can't be Azov without being CIA. And he's just walking around here. And by the way, now it's breaking. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has admitted that Ryan Rausch was on the FBI's radar in 2019. I bet he was.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes, finally. After 3 years of fake January 6th news, Donald Trump is turning this on the people who are actually too unhinged to hold office, and that would be the Democrats. Accusing Trump overnight, accusing President Biden and Vice President Harris's rhetoric as what is causing him to be, quote, shot at, unquote, following the second assassination attempt. Telling Fox News Digital, the suspected gunman acted on highly inflammatory language of the Democrats. Quote, Trump said he, the gunman, believed the rhetoric of Biden and Harris, and he acted on it. Their rhetoric is causing me to be shot at when I am the one who is going to save the country and they are the ones who are destroying the country, both from inside and out. He needs to say that every single day until the election. These are the people who are unstable. You want a perfect example of this? 6 seconds from Democrat Representative Jake Auchincloss, explaining what the Democrat Party is unified around that they can tell you about. They can't tell you about the agenda. It's why she can't do real interviews. This is all they can tell you.
And what unifies us as a party is knowing that Donald Trump is an existential threat to democracy. And
that's it. It's so powerful. I'll play it again.
And what unifies us as a party is knowing that Donald Trump is an existential threat to democracy. And
there you go. There you go. Now, let's compare these two, okay? This is what we've spent 3 years on now. Donald Trump caused an insurrection. You will never hear this clip I'm about to play played on liberal media news. Not CBS, not ABC, not NBC, not CNN, and certainly not MSNBC. When he told the crowd to peacefully and patriotically proceed to the Capitol. Here it is, uncut.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity, of our elections, but whether or not they stand strong for our country.
Peacefully and patriotically, and that's it. There's no more. They don't want you to hear that. In fact, one of Rush's best last shows was him pointing that out. You can't find that clip anywhere. He couldn't do it. He wanted to play it, and he couldn't find it because they weren't playing it. Now, compare that. If that is the worst thing, and we're told it is, that Donald Trump has ever said because he's an insurrectionist, compare it to what Kamala said on Ellen, and you tell me what's worse.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be? Does one of us have to come out alive?
Listen to that laughter. She's not well. Something wrong with that woman. And I'm not even talking about politically. I mean, something wrong with that woman. So Donald Trump compiled, it's really great, I retweeted it, a list. Representative Steve Cohen, Trump is the enemy of the United States. Maxine Waters, are Trump supporters preparing for a civil war against us? Think how this would hit you if you think their news is real. It looks real, looks official. I want to know about all those right-wing organizations that Trump is connected with who are training in the hills somewhere. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Trump is an existential threat to our democracy. Adam Schiff, Trump is the gravest threat to our democracy. Representative Gregory Meeks, Trump cannot be president again. He's an existential threat to democracy. Representative Dan Goldman, Trump remains the greatest threat to our democracy. He must be eliminated. Representative Jake Oshinsklosh, I just played him. What unifies us as a party is knowing Donald Trump's an existential threat to democracy. Representative Abigail Spanberger, Trump is a threat to our democracy. The threats to our Democratic Republic are real. Representative Annie Kuster, Trump and his extreme right-wing followers pose an existential threat to our democracy. Representative Becca Bollant, we cannot underestimate the threat Trump poses to American democracy. Jason Crow, another Democrat. Trump is an extreme danger to our democracy. Representative Raul Javila. Trump is an existential threat to American democracy. Senator Michael Bennett. Trump is a threat to our democracy. Representative Stacey Plaskett. Trump needs to be shot. Oh, did you hear that? Now, in her defense, she was acting as a Kamala Harris surrogate at the time. And she might have misspoke. Or did she just say the real part out loud? People aren't really sure, but this is appalling. She said this on television this weekend.
Having Trump not only have had the codes, but now having the classified information for Americans and being able to put that out and share it in his resort with anyone and everyone who comes through should be terrifying to all Americans, mm-hmm. and he needs to be stopped.
Oops. You're not supposed to say that part out loud. You can all just think it when you're at your wine and cheese party, say it together, but you're not supposed to say it on TV. She slipped. It was Freudian. Representative Jason Crow, Trump is an extreme danger to our democracy. Representative Steve Horsford, Trump Republicans are a dangerous threat to our state. Representative Gabe Vasquez, remove the national threat from office. Representative Mike Levin, Donald Trump is a threat to our nation, our freedom, our democracy. The Department of Homeland Security, list us in a presentation alongside ISIS as the main terror threats to America. Who's us? Half of Americans, the half that supported Donald Trump. You're a little mentally unstable. And by the way, that was only the first half of the list. And you hear that again and again and again and again and again. What are you going to do? You're going to do exactly what these shooters are doing. And all they have to do is remove the two outer rims of security so the shooters can get to Trump. But here's the problem. And it's a big problem. Our enemies the world over, many of whom have terrorists that Kamala and Joe have allowed into the country, in this country right now, are seeing how close they can get to Trump, especially after this second attempt. It's got to be tempting. It really does. Donald Trump calling out Kamala Harris finally and the Democrats for their rhetoric. Saying it's going to get him killed. He's not wrong. He's not. While they spew rhetoric and have for a long time like this.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
Yeah. Can you imagine if one of us said that? Unbelievable. Meanwhile, have you seen this? Mark Cuban saying he's interested in buying Twitter. And he'd like to buy Fox News, too. You know, if Twitter ever came up for sale, he said. Why would he say that? Why would he think Twitter would be up for sale? And right now, Elon Musk is building. He just announced, by the way, XTV, which is going to take on YouTube. He wants to eventually make it a one-stop shop for life, basically. You have your First Amendment there, your freedom, you say things, but you also shop there. He wants to take on Amazon, and he also wants to take on YouTube. It doesn't sound like the guy's going anywhere. Why is Mark Cuban saying that? He's a good liberal, by the way, so he would definitely, you know, crack the speech whip and censor us all. Well, why might X come up for sale? Why would Cuban say a thing like that? It's kind of random, right? Well, if you give a good reading of the TikTok bill, as I've warned for a long time, it's not about TikTok. It's about Twitter or X. If it's used for the propagation of foreign propaganda by our enemies, if it is allowed to be used to propagate that propaganda, even unknowingly, what does that bill say? The president can force the sale of it. Now, Cuban would know all this. He's a surrogate for Kamala Harris. He's been, appearing for her on various stations. So this is on his mind. Why? Because he knows if she wins, X is going to come up for sale. All the president has to do, this is what made that bill so scary, all the president has to do is write up a secret report justifying how it's a national security risk because talking points of our enemies are being regurgitated there and the president can force the sale. They have to write the report, but it's not even ever, it doesn't even have to be public. It can stay classified. That's why it's on his mind. He would know that. He's a surrogate for her. You know what that means? Let me translate. He's going to get to buy Twitter if she wins. Because she's going to do that. She's going to do that. And they're telling you what they're going to do. They're telling you what they're going to do. Hillary Clinton overnight saying, we need to begin to put the right in prison for misinformation. We need to begin to charge them criminally.
But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda, and whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence, because
he has lost his privileges.
This is the woman behind the biggest misinformation hoax probably in the modern era of American history. The Russia collusion hoax. The Russian disinformation narrative. The Russian election meddling narrative. And she wants to put everybody else in prison? Well, yeah, because the Russian collusion hoax would still be up and running if people were, not allowed to tell the truth, and she could put them in prison. What is she doing there? She's telling you what comes next. She's telling you what they're going to do. Mark Cuban knows. That's why he's like, hey, I think I'll buy Twitter. Hey, dude, that's weird because it's not for sale. It would be in her administration. That's what that TikTok bill was for. What about TikTok? Democrats don't care about TikTok. TikTok made millions. Well, I'm sorry. The Chinese Communist Party made millions of videos on their behalf and marketed them on TikTok in the midterm and the 2020 elections. The actual propaganda arm of the Chinese government that produces propaganda for the mainland runs the news accounts on TikTok. You think the Democrats want to stop that? No. No, that bill was to get rid of X. And so Cuban's saying, hey, I'm going to buy X. We're going to silence everybody. And Hillary's out with, well, here, I'll play the montage if you want to know what's coming, because they're telling you. And what is so remarkable is that nobody has asked Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, hey, you know, how do you feel about ending the First Amendment? How do you feel about Elon Musk being extradited to trial for trial to the UK or France? Because they seem to be asserting that they can extradite Americans for trial. How do you feel about Riley Gaines being extradited for trial to France? Because they're saying they can do that. You guys haven't weighed in. You seem to agree. Nobody's asking why. It is the gorilla in the room. She want to know what's coming? I'll tell you. And listen to the last clip. This is a New York congresswoman talking about re-education camps if they win the elections. And they say we're dangerous. Take a listen.
But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda, and whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence, because
he has lost his privileges and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
Even if we were to have a resounding blue wave come through, as many of us would like, putting it all back together again after we've gone through this MAGA nightmare and re-educating, basically, which that sounds like a rather a re-education camp. I don't think we really want to call it that. I'm sure we can find another way to.
They're telling you what they're going to do. And you know how you know it's what they're going to do? The media knows not to ask Kamala about it. The media knows when Hillary Clinton shows up as a surrogate for Kamala Harris, not to follow up on her assertion, hey, we'll just start putting people in prison. We'll charge them criminally for speech. They know not to say, hey, does Kamala agree with you? Because they know she does. This is what's coming, folks. They're telling you, they're telegraphing it. And only you can stop them. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which is 71307. Text rates, hey, Tira. If you think about it, when the Democrats say Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, they're telling the truth. He is a threat to their idea of democracy. Now, the texter writes, hey, Tara, First Amendment is only valid when it works in their favor. Politicians are always telling us what they're planning. We just act as if it wasn't said. Good morning, Tara. Love the show. Due to so many whys and hows, it's probable that the gunman was part of a unit of two or more who took turns being posted at this location every day that Trump is home. I don't even know anymore. I know this, though. Josh Hawley is out, the senator, with his own report. Since the FBI will not tell Congress what happened in Butler with the first attempted assassination, the senators have to do it themselves through whistleblowers. Why does it take whistleblowers to find out what happened? Why is it a secret? I thought the gunman was dead. Listen to what he's finding. And we're seeing what former Secret Service agent Charles Marino said. He said this morning on Fox News, look, Trump is only getting the level of protection a former president would. He is not getting the level of protection a candidate for the presidency would, especially not a general election candidate. Why? There are not outer security perimeters. Listen to what was left out that's normally there, according to the report he just released. Secret Service intelligence units were not at the Butler rally. That's normally standard procedure. If they'd been there, they could have prevented or mitigated the communication breakdown between federal and local law enforcement. They didn't even pick up the radios. This is why when people told them for 3 hours, hey, Crooks is running around, he's got a gun, he's got a rangefinder, there was no response from Secret Service. They didn't pick up the radios. And listen to this. Ahead of the rally, the Secret Service's Counter-Surveillance Division didn't show up. did not conduct its typical inspection of the site, did not have a presence at the Butler campaign rally at all. They didn't bother. Folks, those are the ones who were supposed to secure the perimeter and scout out potential assassination sites. They didn't bother. But wait till you hear the new reason there was nobody on the roof. You're going to laugh out loud, and then you're going to want to cry.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.